Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2927, and today's date is November 16th, 2022, and the title of the episode is America's Comeback Starts Right Now. The decision on timing was always left to Trump. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the private Western central bank, the World Economic Forum, we know that they have been going down this path that the Patriots have set. They can't stop what they're doing. Remember, everything was kicked off during the pandemic. What happened to the pandemic? The pandemic disappeared. They don't have the pandemic. They don't have the global economic shutdown. They don't have any of these things. And now they're on this path and they can't stop. Remember, the veil has been lifted. Everyone can see what is happening. Does this mean everyone is watching? Everyone knows what the Fed is. Everyone knows what Bitcoin is. Everyone knows what the central bank digital currency is. No, not at this point. But a lot more people are watching this and a lot more people are asking questions. When do people ask questions in regards to the economy? Do they ask questions when the economy is good? Do they ask questions when everything was going their way and they have their jobs and they're going about their lives, going out to dinner, going out to the movies, going on vacation? Do they ask any questions during this period of time? No, they don't. Why? Because they are comfortable. If you're comfortable in the economy, you don't ask any questions. When you're uncomfortable, that's when you start asking questions. Now, in the beginning phases, we heard Trump. He let everyone know that, yes, we're heading into a recession. That is a nice word. We also know that there was going to be inflation. We also know that there were going to be high fuel costs. A lot of people, because they were uncomfortable, started to talk about the economy. A lot of people were saying, hey, this is our main issue right now. We're seeing inflation. We're seeing high fuel costs. This is becoming a little difficult. We need something done about this. And they watched the Biden administration. They watched the central bank do absolutely nothing. In the very beginning stages, they told them, you're making this stuff up. Inflation's really not here. It's just transitory. Now, as time goes on, the economy under Biden's watch, under the Federal Reserve's watch and other central banks around the world, under their watch, the economy is going to get worse. It's going to be absolutely horrible. Are people going to ask questions about the economy? Are people going to say, well, what's the Fed doing about it? What's Biden doing about it? What is going on here? Yes, people are going to hit the economic precipice. This is all going to happen under the watch of the central bank and the Biden administration. And yes, the puppet master is in the basement. Now, remember, Trump is completely out of the picture. He is not involved in this whatsoever. Actually, he made an announcement last week, which we'll be talking about a little bit later in the next section. He made an announcement letting everyone know how bad the economy is, how bad the country is. And really think about what is happening right now. Trump is out of the picture, and everyone is looking at the Biden administration, looking at the Federal Reserve, because these are the two areas that are trying to control what is happening. And as the economy completely breaks down and the Biden administration does nothing and the central bank does nothing, how are the optics going to look? The people are going to be brought to a situation where they say enough is enough. This is when people start to talk about it. This is the end of the road for the central bank, for the Biden administration, and the other central banks around the world. Now, during this period of time, we need to remember that the central bank, the criminal syndicate leaders, they're going to be pushing their agenda the entire time. They're going to try to force people into the central bank digital currency, just like they tried to force people into the vaccine passport. They're going to try to force people into going completely electric, solar panel, wind farm, you name it, electric cars. They're going to push as hard as they possibly can because they know that this is the only opportunity they have. And as people feel the heat, as people feel the pain, the people are going to push back. The people are going to finally hit a point, especially if you don't have a job, especially if you have no money, especially if they're not, and I'm talking about the government, I'm talking about the Biden administration, I'm talking about the central bank, especially if they're not doing anything. This is when the people react. And we can see right now that, yes, we have the central bank with other banks like MasterCard, Citigroup, and the rest. They are experimenting now with what? With a central bank digital currency. We had Klaus Schwab out at the G20 with others saying that this is the time we're going to restructure. They're already pushing this agenda. And Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to walk down this path. Now, every step of the way with the economy, as it degrades and as things fall apart, what do you think Trump is going to do? Well, he's going to call them out on it and say, this is how we can fix it. This is what we can do. And people are going to look for someone who's going to fix this problem. Because as the people suffer, they're looking for something different. And as we enter the crisis, people are really going to say, okay, what can be done about this? Can there be anything done? Can something help with this situation? And remember, they're already predicting a recession. We know that Trump said a recession, actually that is a nice word for it, is coming. We know that inflation is going to start to pick up. We know fuel prices are picking up right now. And yes, this battle for the control of currency, the control of the economic system, is now happening. And now, these next 2 years, it's going to get really, really rough. So everyone get prepared and everyone get ready. If you thought the pandemic was rough just sitting at home, if you thought the pandemic was rough because you couldn't find toilet paper, this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And I do believe it is going to get better. Actually, Trump let us know that once we complete our mission, we can actually reverse all of these things. We can see a golden age of America. And I do believe as the people of this country, people around the world, as they're suffering, you need an individual that is going to help, because you're going to have on one side the Biden administration, the Federal Reserve, and the rest, the ones who caused all of this, the ones who lied to you. They're going to try to push you into their other system. They're going to tell you how great it is. They're going to tell you how fantastic central bank digital currency is going to be. On the other side, Trump, he's going to let you know that, no, we need to move in a completely different direction. Remember, when Trump was in the White House, we were energy independent. The economy was doing very well. Unemployment was very low. Inflation was very low. He placed tariffs on China, on Europe. A lot of this money went to the farmers. He brought back industry, and people remember that. And as soon as Biden came into office, everything started to fall apart. And yes, they used the blame game to blame everything else except themselves. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want everyone to wake up to this. They want everyone to realize what the central bank digital currency is, what the central bank is, and what their plans are. They're continually telling everyone what their plans are. They're not hiding it anymore. It's not a conspiracy, even though YouTube is still marking whatever they say at the World Economic Forum or at the G20. If they talk about a new world order, if they talk about a great reset, they're still marking it as conspiracy. But they're telling you their plans. And they're letting you know this is where we're going. And as they keep doing this, more and more people are going to wake up to this, because when you're uncomfortable, when things aren't working out and you're struggling, this is when people really start to pay attention. Yes, they get angry in the beginning, but then they start to say, okay, what do we need to do here? What's going on? Who's going to help? How can we get this back on track? And remember, the Great Awakening is not just to wake everyone up about the criminality of certain deep state players. It's to wake people up on the economy. Bullion Bitcoin BS on Telegram put this out. He said, the Great Awakening was never about politics, but the fiat monetary system that fuels the entire propaganda slave machine of lies since birth. Simple fact is that Trump can't be near any sort of power position when the financial storm hits. A nuclear implosion is coming to our financial system. Trump helped it along the way by printing a lot of fiat currency. Let's see what and who are left standing when it's done. Absolutely. Remember, to bring down their system, you need to actually set everything up, set the economy up, show the people who can make the economy great, and let those people then bring it down. Now, if Trump didn't step in, if he wasn't in the White House for 4 years and he made inflation very low, unemployment very low, and he brought back industry and renegotiated trade deals and made us energy independent. If he didn't do any of this, and let's say Clinton got elected and she was running this country, you would have never seen the difference. The economy would have just continually to melt down during Clinton's reign. And they would say, well, this is because of Ukraine. This is because we're entering a war. This is because of North Korea. Whatever reason they were going to use, they would blame it on everything else, and you would not be able to see the difference between an economy that can actually work. And remember, Trump, he was playing in the central bank illusionary economy, and look what he could do. All people would see is a bad economy with Obama and a worse economy with Clinton. And yes, the blame would go everywhere else. People would know that we could place tariffs on China. People would know that we could become energy independent. People would know that we can bring industry back, that we can renegotiate NAFTA or other trade deals. People wouldn't see any of this. Trump, he needed the people to see this, so you can see the difference. You can see the person who cares about the people, who wants a strong economy, who wants a strong country. Now what you're watching is the other end of it. You're watching the entire destruction of their system, and they are doing it. They're the ones who are going to cause the problems. They're the ones who are going to lie to the American people and the world. They're the ones who are going to be responsible for all of this. And this is something that needs to be seen, because once the people become uncomfortable, this is when people make change. Now, I heard the speech last night with Trump, and he was talking about Thanksgiving, and he's saying that a lot of people won't be able to get turkeys because you just won't be able to get them. And if you do find a turkey, it's going to be very, very expensive. Now, take this and move forward now. What about other supplies moving forward? What happens when people can't get other supplies? And this is why it's so important to prep. This is why it's so important to be prepared. Look what happened during the pandemic. People couldn't find toilet paper. Well, those people that were preparing for anything that might hit, they had toilet paper. And the same thing now. If we know that bad things are about to happen, because Trump told us from a very long time ago, he told us, if Biden gets into office, the economy, the stock market, everything is doomed. The entire thing is going to fall apart. Now, he let us know exactly what was going to happen. And we're watching it happen. And people need to prepare for what is happening. And I do believe a lot of people are going to start to do this. Now, there's going to be many, many people that aren't. But I think as things get worse and worse and people become uncomfortable, yes, people are going to protect themselves in any way they possibly can. Because then you move into survival instincts, especially with the economy. When the economy is falling apart, you're losing your job or you're not getting raises and everything's becoming very, very expensive, people start to shift into survival mode. People really become awake. People really start to realize what's happening and they pay very, very close attention. I do believe this is why when they try to make their push into central bank digital currency, into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, as people are very, very uncomfortable and some people are feeling extreme amount of pain, and I don't mean physical pain, I mean pain with the economy. When people experience this, this is when people will get off their butt. This is when people will say enough is enough. And this is not just the only instance. I do believe there's a lot more coming. And this is when the people turn on the puppet masters. We've seen it throughout history. Every time they tax the serfs, tax them more, make them live in swamp, what did the people do? As soon as they say, we can't take it anymore, we can't even live, the people push back. And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen. The people in the end, they're going to decide which way to go. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're going to use this crisis to help the people to decide. They're going to show them you can either go down this path that the central bank wants you to go down, or you can go down this path. And this is the people's path where we're going to really work hard to make everything great. And I do believe the people are going to pick the path where we're going to make everything great again for us, not for them. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they were panicking on what Trump was going to say. And yes, there was a lot of speculation of what Trump was going to do. And he built it up and built it up. He did it in the first rally, then the rally in Ohio. Then he gave a date on November 15th. He put out a truth letting everyone know that something big was about to happen. Now, what happened with that is a lot of the press came in and a lot of the press showed up and this got televised. And Trump, he made an announcement. He's going to be running in the 2024 elections. Now, a lot of people, they got really upset about this. A lot of people said, holy crap, this is the message. But I think we need to remember something very important. Those people that have been following this from the very beginning, those people that are awake, those people that understand what's going on, I don't believe this message was for us. It was for the normies around the country. Now, I do believe Trump, he waited for after the midterms to actually take the temperature of the country. Where are we at right now? Do we have the awakening that we need? Do we have the people on our side? Do we have the people where we needed them to go? And I do believe Trump, he made multiple checks like this. Actually, if you go back in time, remember after 1 year Biden was in the White House, Trump came out and said, wow, 1 year has gone by. I can't believe it. Look how fast time is going. I do believe there was a check at that point to see where people were at. And remember, what has been happening to the system? The system has been breaking down. The economic system, the border, the issues in Ukraine, what we're seeing with the economy, everything is breaking down. And I do believe Trump, with the plan, thought if we can have inflation, have high fuel costs, show the borders there's an invasion going on there, show that they're trying to start a war, show that the economy's breaking down, the people would wake up. And yes, the people woke up. The people woke up and started to think logically. This is why Trump, leading up to the midterms, was talking about a red wave. Did we have a red wave? Well, we took back the House. We control the House. No, we don't control the Senate. But really think about the House right now. Where were all the blocks? Were the blocks in the Senate or were they in the House? Can the House now subpoena? Can the House now investigate? Can the House now do all these things? Absolutely. And the deep state players, they were so worried about what Trump was going to say, they decided to create some type of distraction during this period of time. And I do believe they have two. They had Obama and Bush talking about disinformation because whatever Trump was going to say, they were prepared and ready for this to actually counter what he was going to say. Plus, they needed something to clog the news cycles like they always do. And what was that? Oh, this missile attack that flew into Poland and supposedly was from Russia. Well, we knew from the very beginning that didn't happen. Because where was the story coming from? Ukraine. And we come to find out that that was all fake, phony, and false. Now, they're all walking back that information. They didn't know what he was going to do. And those people that are angry, those people that are upset, those people that are saying they're going to quit, those people that say enough is enough. Well, like we've said from the very beginning, nobody's coming to do what you need to do. Nobody is riding on a white horse with the military behind them to save the day. Go back to the colonists during the Revolutionary War when they were in ditches, when they were hiding in trees and bushes. You think they were out there going, God, I can't wait until someone comes to save us. No, they knew they had to fight. They knew they had to keep going. And actually, Trump let us know. The battle starts now. See, he took the temperature of the country. He said, okay, let's see where we're at. Well, if we're going to move forward, we don't have the people that we need to move forward. So we're going to have to let this play out. We're going to have to allow them to actually reach the precipice of destruction. You know what the precipice of destruction means? That doesn't mean being a little uncomfortable. It doesn't mean that you're angry. It doesn't mean that you're just pissed off. When you're at the precipice of destruction, it means there's no hope. Everything has been taken away and we're going to war. That's the precipice of destruction, where people see nothing. And I do believe Trump, he needs to wake the entire country up. And I've said this before. If you don't fight to take back the country, how are you going to keep it? You can't. And remember, we're in a war. The deep state, right now, they're pushing their agenda. They're moving forward. Trump knows this. Trump knows exactly what they're planning to do. You know what they're planning to do. The rest of the country, they really don't right now. They really don't understand what's happening. And I do believe the message that Trump put out at Mar-a-Lago, where he was running, this was for everyone else. Do I believe the Anons knew that he was going to run again, that he was going to do this? Yes. Did the normies think he was going to run again? No, I think a lot of the normies, Republicans and many other people, I don't think they understood that, yes, he was going to continue to do this. He was going to push forward. I do believe there is a plan. And all those people that say they're going to quit, I had it with Trump, I had it with this whole movement. Where are you going? It's like a, it's like the Revolutionary War. The people that were going to quit, where are they going to go? You mean they're just going to leave the colony? I mean, where is everyone going? Because I hate to tell you this, we're in a war. It's an information war. The deep state doesn't care if you're angry. The deep state doesn't care if you're upset. The deep state doesn't care if you're going to quit. The deep state is going to continue to fight, no matter if you're there or you're not there. If you're angry or upset, they don't care. So all these people saying we're done. Done with what? You mean you're going to allow the deep state to take over the country? That's what you're telling everyone? You're okay with retreating and allowing the deep state to bring us into a central bank digital currency, bring us into the Great Reset, get rid of the Constitution, and bring us into war. That's what you're saying. Because you must have another plan then. You must have another plan to bring America back. Trump is the commander in chief. He has all the intel. He has all the information. And yes, he needs the people behind him. He actually said it during his speech in Mar-a-Lago. He let everyone know, yes, the people. If we have the people and the people are together and united, they can destroy the deep state. Just look at Brazil. There's millions upon millions upon millions of people protesting. Protesting the election fraud. Do you see that here? Do you see 50 million, 70 million, 80 million people protesting about what just happened? The people aren't ready yet. That's why he decided to continue on, because the rest of the people, the normies out there, yes, they know something's wrong, but they're not ready to push forward. They're not ready to make a move. Yes, you've been watching this. Yes, you understand what's going on. Yes, you knew Trump wasn't going to leave. Remember, he even said it during his rally. He didn't need to do this. He had a great life. He was wealthy. He could have been on vacation. He could have played golf every day. This is something he didn't need to do. And think about what he's done. For everyone that's saying they're going to quit, how many lawsuits were against him? How many hit pieces? How many times did they try to destroy him? They're still trying to destroy him. How many times did this happen to you? I think we all know the answer to that one. So it's left up to we the people to fight and push forward. There's no quitting. If this was a physical war right now and there was bloodshed and destruction, you just can't quit. And just because you think it's not that big of a deal, it's just an information war. It's a war like we've never seen before. It's a war that has never happened like this. And the deep state, they know how to keep going. They have a specific agenda. They won't stop. They won't stop because you're angry. They won't stop because you're upset. They don't care about you. They have an agenda. And it's our responsibility as we the people to fight as hard as we possibly can. The colonists, they just couldn't give up. They had to keep pushing on and pushing and pushing. Even on those days where they were wet, they were tired, they had no food, they might be wounded, they still had to push on. We the people right now, we are fighting against these people, and we must push on. Trump is already letting us know that it's going to be very tough as we move forward. He already let us know that the deep state, they're going to make our lives miserable. He already let us know that going up against the deep state, it's going to be like a storm like we've never seen before. So he's already letting you know how bad it's going to get. And yes, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be battles that are won, battles that are lost. But as the people keep pushing on, we can win this war. We can bring the people together and we can destroy the deep state players. Think about what we have accomplished up to this point. We the people, we have set up our bullhorns. We're going to have Twitter. We have True Social. We have Rumble. We can go up against the fake news. We call out the fake news every single time. Think about it. We have the House now because of the red wave. They had a cheat like we've never seen before. The red wave made them extend the election and use fake ballots. Remember, it wasn't votes, it was ballots. So everyone could see this. Yes, people have been recording this. Yes, people have been seeing this. And yes, we can take all of this and move forward. Now think about it. The next phase is coming up. We have the House. There's going to be investigations. Information's going to be dripping out. You think the deep state's going to say, holy crap, let's just let this happen? Or are they going to try to stop it? We've been talking about this for a very long time. And this is the part of the plan where I think we're going to see communication blackouts. We're going to see a scare event. We're going to see the economy completely and utterly fall apart because we're going up against the deep state players. We're breaking out of their system. We've been in their system. We've been fighting in their system from the very, very beginning. And we've been chipping away at their system, exposing their system. Actually, we overrode part of their system during the election. Certain individuals got into position. And I do believe many more will get into position because these patriots, like Carrie Lake, she is not going to concede. Others are not going to concede. They're going to push on and on and on. And the deep state is also going to push on. And they're going to push back against us like they've been doing. But I do believe we're heading in the right direction. I do believe we have the upper hand because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And if a lot more normies join us, well, we have the upper hand. We have the upper hand and we can defeat them. And I do believe this is the time and we must advance. We must move forward. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this and what Trump said during his speech at Mar-a-Lago. But first, it seems like the deep state players, they're doing what they do best. They're pulling out all the stops and they are pushing their agenda. We see a federal judge block Title 42. This is a Trump-era order blocking asylum seekers at the U.S. border. And Title 42 was used by Trump in 2020 to expel migrants seeking asylum during the COVID pandemic. And who did this? Well, this is Judge Emmett Sullivan. Remember this guy with Flynn? When the Department of Justice dropped their case, he decided to become the prosecutor and continue on with the case. Now we have the swamp judge actually pushing this. And this is going to allow more illegals into the country. This is going to be an invasion like we've never seen before. And actually, during Trump's rally, he mentioned this, that there's millions and millions of people coming into this country. But when he's president, what is he going to do? And I'm talking about when he's back in the White House. He's going to track these people down and remove them. Now, you could see the deep state's plan. You could see their agenda. It's clear as day. Here, the children of this country, they are basically castrating them, making sure that they can't give birth, confusing the children on what gender they are, and brainwashing them from the very beginning. And this is the case they're making right now, saying that the population count here in the United States is so low, we need to bring in illegals. They did this on purpose. And remember, now with the COVID vaccine, this actually helped them with their agenda. We had Chuck Schumer. He's calling for amnesty for 11 million illegal migrants in the U.S. because the American population is not reproducing on its own with the same level that it used to. We are short workers. They also want to use this for voting because they can use their names to put on ballots and they can have them sign things and it could be put right into the system. This is what they do. This is what we're fighting against. But I do believe that as we continually monitor what they're doing and more people wake up, we can see everything that they're doing. Actually, if you think about what Trump is doing right now and you think about why he decided to announce this for the normies. Everything that the Biden administration does right now, where they destroy the economy, the market falls, or we're going to war, or anything else, he's always going to counter this now and say, well, if I'm president, this is how I'm going to change it. He already started to do this. He already said we're going to be taking drug dealers and executing them. He already told us that he's going to put term limits so we don't have the swamp creatures in D.C. and any other place. He already told us that he's going to fix the economy. he already told us all these things. And each time they come out with something like this, where all of a sudden we see the economy fall apart, people lose jobs, he's going to let everyone know how he's going to fix it. And the people are going to be looking at Biden going, okay, he just destroyed it. He has no answers. It's getting worse. Trump is telling you how he's going to fix it. And what do you think people are going to do? As they're suffering through the economy, they're going to be looking towards Trump. Now, since Trump made the announcements that he's running in the 2024 election, and by the way, this doesn't mean he conceded to 2020. This doesn't mean that he says, okay, there's no cheating whatsoever. Yes, there was cheating. He never conceded, and that doesn't mean the 2020 election wasn't rigged. It's rigged. All the elections are rigged. And I do believe that there is a plan, but I don't think the people are at that point yet. I think the people in Brazil are. I think the people out in Brazil, where they're protesting by the millions in every single city, I think the military's watching them and saying, okay, I see what the people are doing here. Let's see if they're serious about this, because if they are, we might have to back them up. Let's see how that plays out. But Facebook, they're not going to fact check Trump anymore since he's running in the presidential election. And they're saying it's their policy to exempt active politicians. All of a sudden, I don't even think he's on Facebook. Wasn't he banned from everything? So at this point, does that really matter? I don't think so. But are they true to their word? Well, what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop? Wasn't that during the presidential election? Wasn't Joe Biden running? Didn't they censor people? Didn't they shut down the story? Oh, wait, so they do interfere. I guess they're lying once again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Elon Musk and Twitter, and I do believe he's getting everything prepared and ready, and I do believe there's going to be a lot of people coming back. I do believe the censoring is going to start to disappear. And we can see already that Elon Musk, he is now, let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Pulling back on the Blue Verified, and I do believe this was a test to see all the impersonators, capture them, capture their IP addresses, capture maybe certain things on their laptops or computer systems so they can recognize who these people are. And now he's moving forward with it on November 29th. He said, putting relaunch of Blue Verified to November 29th to make sure that it is rock solid. Spicy Chicken Sandwich said, are you going to let people change their names once they verify? Asking as someone who is now stuck as a chicken sandwich. Elon replied, and he's laughing about this. He says, with new release, changing your verified name will cause loss of checkmark until name is confirmed by Twitter to meet terms of service. Now, he's putting into place the monthly fee, plus you need to be authorized, verified as that person. And I do believe this is the way it should have been from the very, very beginning. I do believe he set this up to pull certain people out of the woodwork and see where all of this is coming from. What happens if it's bot farms? Did he just capture all that information? Yeah. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see things are escalating in Ukraine, and it seems that they decided to have a false flag. They decided to do something to clog the news cycles because Trump was giving a speech. The exact moment was absolutely incredible. We had Obama and Bush standing by to counter what Trump was going to do because they didn't know what he was going to say. So they put everything into place and everything started to go the opposite way. And Trump once again tricked them. And he decided, you know what? I'm just going to say I'm running. But as Anons and those people that are awake right now, I do believe most of us knew that he was going to run in 2024. We all knew that he was going to continue to go. Actually, he started his rally for 2024 as soon as 2020 was ended because he started to have the rallies. He was already pushing it. It wasn't like he's just going to start now. What's starting now is the battle. That's what's starting now. The battle to take back America. And that's what we're seeing. But Biden, before the new House comes in, because he knows he's not going to be getting any money from Congress at this point, he's trying to get Pelosi's House to give him another $38 billion. For who? Ukraine. Remember, we had FTX. They were money laundering the money. They were taking the money for Ukraine, bringing it into Ukraine, and then bringing it back to the Democrats, and they used it for the midterms. And now FTX completely imploded on itself. And I wonder how this actually happened, because why would they implode it themselves and actually let this information out? I don't think it was them. But Marjorie Taylor Greene now, in the new House of Representatives, she is going to call for an audit of all U.S. aid and funding to Ukraine. Isn't that interesting? I do believe we're going to see things happen in the House that we've never seen before because they've been blocked by Pelosi. Pelosi was fired. The individuals in the House, they were removed. A lot of the blocks are completely gone. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. We're in a war. War is not perfect. But everything that we can get every step of the way to drip information out, to drip the truth out, to wake more people up, that's what's important. Remember, we're trying to take down a deep state system that has been entrenched in our country, not for 5 years, not for 10 years. They started a long time ago, all the way back in 1913. And it kept going and it got worse and worse as time went on, especially from 1970 on, especially from the year 2000 on. And now people are realizing how bad it really is. How long have we been fighting this war against these deep state people since Trump came into the White House? They've had all this time to infiltrate the country. Nobody saw it. Everyone was sleeping. They've been brainwashed for a very long time. And now Trump, he's about to snap everyone out of it. And I don't mean he's going to snap his fingers and everyone's just going to wake up. I'm talking about when people become uncomfortable, when people reach the precipice, when people feel the pain, or when the people are looking at war, does that wake people up? Yes, it does. When you don't have a job, when you can't afford anything, you're forced out onto the street. Does that wake people up? Yes, it does. But look what the deep state players did. They tried to push a war, and in the Matrix, put this out on Telegram, all the different articles saying Russia bombs Poland, you know, and they were building up World War III. Now, this is just unbelievable. This is how they don't care about life. Because if this actually triggered something and we actually went into war, which they actually want, look what they did. They used a fake story to push this idea. This is how disgusting and evil they are. And then all of a sudden they started to walk back everything. Poland's president says there's a high probability that the missile, which landed in the country's territory, was fired by Ukrainian air defense systems. Why do you think Ukraine was out there trying to push a war? Even NATO is out there saying, yeah, you know something? This looks like it was Ukraine. Now, Ukraine, they were pushing this very, very hard. The minister of foreign affairs of Ukraine said, Russia now promotes a conspiracy theory that it was allegedly a missile of Ukrainian air defense that fell on the Polish theory, which is not true. No one should buy Russia propaganda or amplify its message. This lesson should have been long learned since the downing of MH17. By the way, that was Ukraine too. They blamed it on Russia, just like this missile. Sean Davis responded to this and said, any update or an apology for this? Or are we supposed to forget that Ukraine's corrupt government once again tried to instigate World War III based on lies? And that's what they tried to do. They tried to push war. The deep state, they want war. And I'm talking about the non-elected puppet masters, the central bank, the World Economic Forum. They want war. Why? So they can restructure. Because this would cover up everything they're trying to do. So they tried to push it during a speech that Trump was trying to make. And they were hoping that this might kick off some type of war. So they really tried to push something here. And it turned out to be a false flag, just like everything else they do. And I see the people now are waking up to this, and people are starting to realize, well, wait a minute, World War III, nuclear war. Yeah, let's hold on a sec. Let's not rush into anything. And I do believe a scare event is eventually going to come in many different flavors, not just a war. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, the Senate right now, they have voted to end the COVID-19 emergency declaration. Now, the puppet masters, they don't want this to end. They want this to keep going. Now, the Senate voted 62-36 to end the emergency declaration because COVID is completely gone. And no one is believing that the pandemic is still here. But Biden, he's looking to veto this right now. And by the way, 12 Democrats actually joined in with the Republicans to put an end to the COVID public health emergency declaration. Why doesn't Biden want to end this? Because this reduces his power. It reduces the puppet master's power. So they're going to try to keep this as long as possible because we are in a war. They need the power to fight this war like a dictator. That's why they're probably going to veto it. Now, what's very interesting is that we can see they're still counting the elections in Arizona. And I do believe that we're getting very close where Kerry Lake can say, okay, we need a recount. We're getting to that point. But we can see that there was a lot of cheating going on there. And I do believe there were many eyes on Arizona monitoring the situation. And we already have video of the mules in certain areas like Maricopa County where they were stuffing the drop boxes. We'll be getting into that in just a sec. But look what's happening out in Germany. Out in Germany, in Berlin, the state elections are declared void. So the highest court has ordered new elections in the German capital, declaring the chaos in the 2021 vote violated the election law. So right now, they have to do this over. And Germany's constitutional court ruled this, saying, yes, it is a do-over. Now, this is the right way to do it. And this is what they're looking to do. They need paper ballots only, no machines. Absolutely, this is what we should be doing in this country. I think the entire election, the midterm election, should be redone. Same thing with the 2020 election. Mail-in ballots only on request. Photo ID, passport ID card required to vote. Ballots are hand-counted. Result on election night. Berlin is doing exactly what should be done here in America. Now, think about this. They had a high court say, yeah, this is a do-over. And I think we're going to see much more of this as time goes on, especially what is happening out in Brazil. Over 3 million Brazilians are protesting the election fraud. Now, remember, the military, they issued a report saying, yes, there was some interference in this. The people are out there day after day after day protesting in many, many cities. And Bolsonaro right now, he's going to say, okay, I see what's happening here. I'm going to take the report and I will apply to have the election annulled since the results could not be validated. And I do believe that the military is going to back the people up in this process. I don't mean the military is going to come in with tanks and troops and stuff and take over everything and arrest everyone. I do believe the military will back the majority of the people. Now, you see this happening out in Brazil and people are questioning, hey, we need to do something here. Well, do you see this in America? Do you see 10 million, 50 million, 100 million people out there saying the elections have been stolen? Do you see the people out there getting off their butt saying enough is enough? Yes, they're talking about it. But the Brazilians, they are out there doing something peacefully. and the military already put out an announcement letting everyone know that these people are allowed to do this peacefully. Now, we know the deep state, as people go out there, they will try to push an agenda to create chaos to make it look like the protests are not peaceful. But when you have 50 million, 100 million people, 25 million, even 10 million people protesting, this is a little difficult to do. And this is why Brazil has the ability to push and push and push. Remember, they've been through fraud. They've been through tough times. The people in this country, they have not. They have never experienced election fraud on a scale that we've been seeing now, that's been exposed. Yes, it's always been there, but the people haven't experienced it. So when we see people out there saying, okay, enough is enough, I do believe that's when we know that we hit this precipice point. Just like with the pandemic. Everyone said, well, when is the pandemic going to end? When is it going to end? It's when the people say, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not following your directions. And what happened? All of a sudden, people started to push back. There were lawsuits. And the people started to win the lawsuits. And all of a sudden, through these lawsuits, the mask was removed. The mandates were removed. Things were removed. Now, the elections are a much larger scale. The deep state and everything that they control is a much larger scale. Is there enough people to push this agenda? I think when Trump looked at everything and looked at what was going on, I think he said, okay, we need to bring the people down this path and we need to wake up the normies. And I'm not talking about the people that listen to alternative media, the people that are awake, the people see that what's happening. I'm talking about other people. When I speak to other people, yes, they might be Republicans. Yes, they're all for Trump. But when you actually speak to them and you say, you know, what do you think of the election? Oh, no, the election was good. It's okay. It was fine. I don't know if Trump's going to be running again. He might be running. I don't know. He might just give up and go back to his life. They weren't sure. They didn't know what he was doing. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. And now they know. Now they know that he's going to fight for every single person because he let us know that this campaign, it's a campaign of the people. And now the people know this. And now the people can move forward. This is why Trump was saying America's comeback starts now. And he's absolutely right. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, out in Arizona, Wendy Rogers, who wanted to decertify the 2020 election, she has been picked to chair the Senate Election Committee. Now, as chairperson, Rogers would have the authority to decide which bills are given hearings during the upcoming session. So this is going to be very interesting how this plays out. Now, like we said just before, there is now video footage recorded by the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center's live Dropbox cameras, and they were released by We the People USA Alliance. And this video shows how many mules there were shoving in packets of ballots. It wasn't like one, two, I'm going to drop one off for myself and one for my wife or my daughter or my son or my cousin. This was a stack full of ballots that they had been dropping off. They were caught on camera. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this evidence come out. Now, in the Senate right now, we have Mitch McConnell. he has won the majority and he's going to be leading the Senate. Now, everything is going to fall on him in the Senate. This is going to be very interesting. We have the investigations in the House because we won the House, and the Senate is controlled by the deep state players. That's pretty much what it is. Now, remember going back when Trump was in the White House, we knew that he needed the Senate to block everything the House was going to do. So the Senate was won, and they blocked the impeachments of Trump every single time. Now, Trump is out of the picture, and now we, the people, we have the House where we can start to look at the 14,000 hours worth of videotape, where we can look at the documentation, where we can actually have real investigations and drip the information out. I do believe everything has changed right now. And remember, Trump, he made the announcement that he's running in the 2024 election. He never conceded the 2020 election. Why did he decide to make the announcement? I do believe he said, and he looked, and he said, okay, the country is not ready. The people have to hit the precipice. We need to show them more. And this announcement was not just about running. This is the start of the battle. The people are going to be brought to the place, to a place that is going to either scare them or make them so uncomfortable that they have to do something. Trump let us know that we're going to go through a rough period. We also knew that this was coming. The deep state is fighting for their survival. They will play dirty like they always have. Your feelings, your emotions, your anger, that's absolutely meaningless at this point. Nobody's coming to save we the people. We the people are going to save ourselves. Nobody's coming to do any of that. We the people have to do the work. We need to take back the country just like our founding fathers fought a war for freedom. Nobody was coming to save them. They knew it was them and only them. If we don't fight for freedom, how do you keep the freedom? If we don't take back the country, how do you keep the country? It's impossible to do. And this is why I want to go back to post 4685. This is September 12, 2020. And I just want to discuss the brainwashing that has to be undone, because a lot of people in this country are still brainwashed, and the precipice. So in this post, if you read down below, it says rage and emotion followed by those indoctrinated, echo controlled. Define indoctrinate: to often repeat an idea or belief to someone in order to persuade them to accept it. Next, grab rage and emotion organized by platforms, by indoctrinated, and project as majority, zoom and enhance, narrow focus as mainstream. That's what they have done. System of control. Many choose the path of least resistance. For many, you cannot tell them the truth. You must show them. Only at the precipice will people find the will, strength to change and break the system of control. Be free. Post 4407. This is June 4, 2020. It says, important to understand, and this is in all caps, only at the precipice, moment of destruction, will people find the will to change. What is the moment of destruction? You getting angry? Is that the moment of destruction? You pissed off because things aren't going the way you thought they were going to go? You're upset about certain things? Is that the moment of destruction? Or is the moment of destruction when you lose your job and you can't support your family? Is the moment of destruction when we're on the precipice of war and you are thinking to yourself, well, I don't want my son, my daughter, my wife, my husband, my cousin to go to war. I don't want a nuclear war. I don't want missiles flying into this country to destroy our cities. Is that the moment of destruction? When we're in a recession, moving into a total collapse of the system, and people are let go, and there's no food, there's no supplies on the shelves, is that the moment of destruction? That's when people will finally have the will to change. That's when people will say enough is enough, because I have nothing else to lose. I'm not comfortable anymore. I'm not living the life that I had. And I want life to change. I want my freedom back. I want my life back. I want what they took from me. This is what the colonists were doing. They wanted their freedom back. They wanted to live free. They didn't want to be controlled. And this is why they fought in the Revolutionary War. Because leading up to the Revolutionary War, they made the colonists feel pain every step of the way. just like the deep state is doing right now. DC Drano put this out on True Social. He said the following. They impeached him twice, banned him off all social media, raided his house with FBI, stole his presidential election, investigated, seized phones, and arrested his top advisors, weaponized the media, Hollywood, academia, big tech to demonize his supporters, and now they want his base to abandon him? Why? Because he is the greatest threat to their power. We the people will never self-govern unless we send in a wrecking ball to destroy the deep state. Trump 2024. And I know the fake news and certain people out there are talking about DeSantis. DeSantis doesn't know the war that we're in. DeSantis doesn't have the information. DeSantis can't fight this war. Trump must finish what he started. He put a plan in place. He knows what needs to be done. He has it all, and he knows what the deep state is all about. DeSantis or anyone else does not. And this is why Trump must move forward with this battle. He is the commander in chief, and he's leading all the fighters and leading them to hit and destroy the deep state. Think about the House right now. I know we mentioned this quite a bit, but how much information are they going to fire at the deep state? It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. And they're going to be fighting it off with everything they have. Think about what has been set up. Now, add in Twitter, True Social, Rumble, BitChute, and many other platforms. Is the information going to start to get out there? Absolutely. Actually, the media is going to have to do something. They're going to have to either ignore it or actually try to counter it. And they will fail if they counter it. If they ignore it, the people are going to question, why are you ignoring it? Just like they ignored the 2020 riots. And what did the people do? We know it's happening. Why are you ignoring it? We don't believe you. Now, look, Kerry Lake, who's fighting to be governor of Arizona, Trump endorsed her. And as soon as Trump announced that he's running for 2024, Kerry Lake came out and she says, Trump has her complete and total endorsement. Now, look, right now they're saying that she lost. Right now, she's fighting to be governor in Arizona. Trump endorsed her. She could have said, oh, you know what? You promised me I was going to be governor. You endorsed me. And now look what's happening. I hate you. No, she's sticking by him because she knows what she is witnessing. She knows the fight. She knows she has to be in it. She knows that he has to be in it. And this is why she is endorsing Trump. Yes, you're going to see people split. Because the people were playing a role. And now you can see those individuals very clearly. You can see the board. Wyatt on True Social put this out and said, this guy could retire and do whatever he wants, and it would be great. Instead, he's almost 80 and doing this because he might be the one person left that can. One man shouldn't have to bear the weight of the future of America. That's why we're here. Gripe and moan sometimes, but seeing Trump announce his last stand after all the BS just to try to do it again is amazing. We are witnessing a living American legend. And we need to buck up and buckle up. Chad Vivas, which is Khal Drogo, put this out. Most of the doomers I know only just recently found out about the New World Order, so they aren't able to see as easily how Trump is already stopping the Great Reset. Those of us that have known about the New World Order for over a decade feel a great sense of relief at the way things have played out. If it wasn't for Trump, we'd already be in camps. Their scandemic narrative is obliterated, and that was their big plan for world government. The people are awake. They will never be able to do this again. Awaken Outlaw on True Social said the following. Food for thought. Take a look around you. Real patriots rise to the occasion. Alternatively, on December 23rd, 1776, during what are referred to as our darkest hours, General Washington had this read to his ragged and suffering troops before boarding the Durham boats across the Delaware for the crucial Christmas attack that changed the course of war. Our forces were beaten down, it was miserably cold and wet, and we were on the verge of losing. I'm sure glad they didn't give up. And this is from Thomas Paine. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and women. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Red Pill Pharmacist put this out. And she said, "War is hell." Yes, it is, Red Pill. This quote by George Washington deeply resonated with the men when I first learned it. Context. When I'm worn down or emotionally drained from all what's happening, this quote always comes to mind. God bless all of you who are here right now, regardless of your current feelings or stance. It means you give a damn. That's all I care about. We all know we can't afford to give up. Red pill the masses. Stay mad as hell, but keep going. And this is what George Washington said. My brave fellows, you have done all I asked you to do, and more than you can be reasonably expected. But your country is at stake, your wives, your houses, and all that you hold dear. You have worn yourselves out with a fatigue and hardships, but we know not how to spare you. If you will consent to stay one more month longer, you will render that service the cause of liberty and to your country, which you probably can never do under any other circumstances. And yes, he was telling his soldiers, we can't give up now. We're at that point. And if you really think about it, and you really think about successful people, people who won wars, this quote might resonate with people. Successful people do the things that unsuccessful people won't do. And we know that we're heading towards rough times right now. And remember, the message was for the normies. The message was not for the people that were awake. And actually, I just want to go back to Post 521. This is January 13, 2018. It says, we are fighting for life. We are fighting for good. We are at war. And there's brackets with an at sign. So it's an information war. Not everything will be clean. Scare, and that's in brackets, necessary event. Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith, we are in control. Patriots, Patriots Day, have faith. You were chosen for a reason. You are being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it. Protect and comfort those around you. Where we go on, we go all. So if you really think about it, the information that we received on the Q drops, that was for those people that were awake to fight. It was for those people to go out there and keep fighting, fighting for the rest of the country. The same thing that happened during the Revolutionary War. It wasn't 100% of the people that were fighting. It was a small group of people that were fighting for the entire country. And yes, we need to continue to fight and actually counter everything that they are doing. And this reminds me of this quote from Heraclitus. Now, some people say it wasn't from him. Some people say it was. Some people say it was attributed to Heraclitus, but I like the quote. So let me just read it to you. Out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters. And we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. And but the one is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. Now, Trump, when he gave his rally, I do believe he sent many messages out there letting the Anons know, those people that are awake know, which direction we are headed in. Now, he put out some truths on True Social. The first one, it says, this is the people's campaign. The people are the force that can destroy the deep state. Take a listen to what he said here.
This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign altogether. Because the only force strong enough to defeat the massive corruption we are up against is you, the American people.
So he's letting us know that we, the people, with Trump, and yes, the military behind him and behind the people, we have the ability to take down the entire system. Now, he let us know that this is not going to be an easy task. What we experienced so far was a battle, many battles. But I do believe it's going to get a lot worse because of what he just said here. Karma Patriot put this out on True Social, and this is a quote from Trump, and then I'm going to play the clip. The journey ahead will not be easy. Anyone who truly seeks to take on the rigged and corrupt system will be faced with a storm of fire that only a few could understand. So take a listen to what he said here.
Ahead of us will not be easy. Anyone who truly seeks to take on this rigged and corrupt system will be faced with a storm of fire that only a few could understand.
So he's letting us know that we are heading into this storm, that it's going to be very, very difficult. And the battle starts now. Now we're taking back America. It starts right now. And I do believe things are going to get very, very tough as we move forward. But on the other side of all this, Trump let us know that America is going to experience a golden age, and it's just ahead of us. We need to get through all of this, and we need to actually push everyone and get them awake so we can destroy the deep state players. And this is what he said about the golden age.
Golden age is just ahead, and together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America glorious again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you.
And I do believe he's not just talking about the politicians, the swamp creatures. I think he's also talking about the central bank and the economy. Because if we keep the central bank, all we accomplished was getting rid of certain bad apples and replacing them. But if the central bank is still in place, what's going to happen? They're going to breed corruption once again. And we need to take all of it down at the same exact time. And I do believe we were told this from the very, very beginning. Let's go back to post 3387. This is July 9, 2019. Remember he put out that YouTube, that speech on, and it was on YouTube, where he was talking about the deep state, the corrupt establishment. It got him elected in 2016. Well, that's the link that is here to that video. And down below it says, note past 2 years, note next 6 years. You were told what was going to happen. You were told what battles we face. Strategic pre-plan, patriots are in control. And remember, the decision was always left up to Trump. We know this for a fact. We know it because of post 1581, this is June 20, 2018. We know that the military and those other individuals behind him allowed him to make the decisions on timing. And let me read the whole thing. We serve at the pleasure of the president. We left the decision on timing to him. Today at the rally, he made his decision. Shift in tactics. Attacks. Now, this is very interesting because during his rally, he made two announcements, letting us know there was going to be another announcement on November 15th. When he made that announcement, he let everyone know that our comeback starts now. The battles that we face are going to be very difficult. And if you actually read this, it's a shift in tactics and there are attacks. I don't mean planes and bullets and missiles. I'm talking about attacks against the deep state. How are we going to attack the deep state? Well, we do have the House. We do have Durham waiting in the wings. We do have a lot of information that can come out and actually disrupt their entire system. But remember, the deep state players, they've been preparing for this. They know that Trump is not just going to let this go. They tried. They tried everything they possibly can. This is why they saved all that information for after the midterms, where I'm talking about the indictments, because they're now pushing their agenda. And think about everything that we talked about. Communication blackout. If information comes out from the House in Durham and it hurts the Democrats, it hurts fake news, it hurts all of these players, think about the lawsuits that's happening now with Missouri, Louisiana going up against the Biden administration, saying that they colluded with big tech to censor people. Think about the information that's coming out from Durham. Are they going to have to shut down certain things so this information doesn't get out? Most likely. Are they going to try to create chaos in the streets? Most likely. Are they going to try to bring us to war? Most likely. Are we going to enter a recession, most likely a depression or even worse? Most likely. It's going to get dark before it gets very light because now we're waging the attacks. We're going after the deep state. And this is a storm of all storms. But I do believe the patriots are in complete and utter control. And I do believe we're going to see a lot happen. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2%, and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.